October of 1977, Bobby Casey came into the Radio Centre here in Dublin to record a few tunes for Ciarán MacMahona, and we're going to take three pieces from that recording now. The first one is called The Porthole of the Kelp, and he explains the naming of that tune as well to Ciarán. After that, The Set Dance, The Drunken Gauger, and an excellent version of Cornel Fraser from Bobby Casey.
Why you walked up Spanish Point that day now?
Yeah.
There was a French ship right there, an old iron ship. And the Kelp was the name.
What was it?
There was a Leon there as well.
Yeah.
The Kelp, which was a Kerry Kelp. Mm-hmm. But Theresa, Mrs. my first cousin, had the porthole of it, the original porthole. She had it up in Glasnevin, and we decided to call that really the porthole of the Kelp.
Bobby Casey there with Cornel Fraser, and anyone looking for a good version of that tune, well, it's right there. That was recorded in 1977 here in the studios in Dublin. Before that he played The Drunken Gauger, and he started that session with the tune that he wrote himself, The Porthole of the Kelp. And a reminder that you're listening to Cayley House, the Archives on RTE Radio 1 tonight, and we're moving to 1978 now. The venue is Páirc Uí Chaoimh in Cork. The festival, Seamsa Coisleí. The man, Mike O'Russell, on his chair in the middle of a huge stage in front of thousands of people singing his kind of songs and playing his kind of tunes. Picture the scene. Mike O'Russell and the Well of Spring Water.
One morning in May they happened to stray by the banks of a river in sweet recreation. Alas, I spied with a can by her side. She at once took my best admiration. A picture was she, with her hair flown free, her footsteps the best could not falter. She sang a gay song as she tripped along on her way to the Well of Spring Water. To be honest and fair, the truth I declare, I requested her name and her station, and in my request found it hard to impress, 'twould please to be her relation. 'Twas not for the wealth, or the bright huge of health, or the grace that the fairies had taught her. She gave me a frown, as I am let down, and she went on for her can of spring water. I swore 'twas the truth, that my love like her youth was as fresh and as fair as the stream shore. My houses and land, they were at her command, and myself would be ever the same, sure. The look in her eyes and the glances so shy told me 'twas not in vain that I sought her. With a look and a smile that a saint would beguile, she stooped for her can of spring water. She lifted the can, once more I began, the storm on my heart could not smother. 'Twas ready to melt with the love that I felt, for I thought more of her than my mother. Her lips barely stirred, yet I caught not a word. Her tongue and her step seems to falter. The can was upset, and the tube was wet. We fell into that well of spring water.
Well, this time is a reel called The Limestone Rock. Thank you.
Michael Russell there with the Limestone Rock. Before that, the Well of Spring Water, recorded at the Shimsa Cushleid Festival in Páirceachaoimh in Cork in 1978. And Michael Russell, I have to say, was as comfortable sitting on those big stages in front of those big crowds as he was in O'Connor's in Doolin. The same man wherever you met him. Great player, great man. You're listening to Cayley House, the Archives on RTE Radio 1 tonight, and we mentioned three of the great Clare fiddle players at the start of the programme. Bobby Casey, whom we've heard. We also mentioned Junior Crehan and Paddy Kenny. And this time, we listen to Junior Crehan from a selection of recordings made, as far as we can gather anyway, the very early 60s or maybe even the late 50s in West Clare. No mistaking the sound, though. This is Junior Crehan.
great stuff too.
No doubt about it, but that was great stuff too there from Junior Crehan. Beautiful plaintive music there from Junior, recorded either in the late 50s or the early 60s. We're not quite sure, but we are quite certain about this next recording because it was recorded on the 6th of August in 1961. The venue was the hall in Milltown Malbay, the Milltown Malbay Concert, and there playing on stage, along with a host of others, were the MacPeaks on Mothering Rua, the Coolin, and I suppose you could call it one of their signature tunes, Oro Shadavahawalya, the MacPeaks. Thank you. MacPeaks there, enthralling their audience at Milltown Malbay in 1961. The 6th of August it was, at the Milltown Malbay concert in 1961. Great music from them. And you're listening to Kayleigh House, the archives on RTE Radio 1 tonight. We were talking about three of the great Clare fiddle players. We've heard two. We've heard Bobby Casey and we've heard Junior Crehan. It's time now to hear the master from East Clare, and that's Paddy Kenny. Recorded in 1955. We start off with a selection of jigs. After that, an unusual setting for Paddy Kenny, a waltz that I have never heard before, and we finish this selection with a couple of reels, St. Ruth's Bush and Sean Secure. This is Paddy Kenny from 1955.
Thank you.
The great Paddy Kenny there from 1955. Great old recordings to have uncovered for Cayley House, the archives, this season. And Paddy is featured in our next piece of music as well. It comes from the Inish Caltra Cayley Band. They were recorded in the Old Ground Hotel in Ennis in County Clare in 1971. With Paddy Kenny here, Seamus Connolly on the fiddle, Paddy O'Brien on the accordion, Padraig O'Loughlin on the concert flute, and Georgie Burke on the piano. This is great old-style traditional music.
Thank you.
The Inish Caltra Cayley Band there with a selection of hornpipes. And that's almost it for this week on Cayley House, the Archives. I hope you enjoyed the programme and that you'll join us next week when we meet Peter O'Leary of the Gregna Manna Cayley Band and we hear some of their music. There's also a couple of selections from the Loch Gowna Cayley Band, lots more too. We're going to leave you with a selection now from the Inish Caltra Cayley Band. For producer Peter Brown, for me, Kieran Hanrahan, until next time on Cayley House, the Archives, Slán go fóill.